everybody. It's Christy Whitman. I am so excited for this conversation on visualization versus imagination. Remember, we're starting Quantum Energy Mastery. This is the experience that every human being needs to have, these practical tools and process to understand how to master your energy to literally feel the peace, the surrender, the freedom to create what you want. So it starts soon. I hope you're joining us. And we also have the meditations for May coming up with the theme of freedom. Who doesn't want to feel freedom? Who doesn't want to have a more deepened connection to the essence of freedom? It's 30 days, 20 minutes a day. You get to meditate with myself and the council. There's recordings if you can't make it. Oh, it's going to be amazing. Looking forward to all that is coming up. So without further ado, here is Rob and myself talking on imagination versus visualization. Hey, Rob, we're going to talk about a juicy one today. It's the difference between imagination and visualization.
Is there a difference? No, seriously, what's the difference between visualization and imagination? Because when I visualize, aren't I imagining?
Aha! So let's talk about this because it's a distinct difference. So imagination is like more of a spontaneous, you're daydreaming, your kind of thoughts are going in different directions. Visualization is more deliberate.
You're doing it on purpose.
You're doing it on purpose.
Okay, so you got a goal?
You're putting
is there a goal
in
mind?
Yeah.
Like, I need an end goal. I'm going to visualize, let's say, kicking a soccer ball from raising my foot, pulling my leg back, kicking it through the goal. That's a whole visualization
process.
That's
a visualization.
Now, imagination is something like, oh, I want to be on the beach right now.
Exactly. Okay, but think about that. It's like imagination and visualization are empowering manifestation techniques. And when it comes to manifesting a particular outcome that you desire to experience, imagination and visualization work hand in hand. So on today's podcast, we're going to explore the subtle differences between these two faculties so that you can use them more effectively and then even speed up the rate in which you manifest your desires. So the first thing to understand is that imagination and visualization are both tools that allow us to connect with that hidden world of energy and vibration, which is the birthplace of every tangible manifestation. Everything is first energy before it is manifestation. Hey, I have a joke for you. Why can you not trust atoms?
Why can't you trust atoms?
Because they make up everything.
Ah!
You're about the only one that got it. You like that joke? But bum ching. So let's get back to the podcast.
Okay.
Would you? Come on. Can we get focused here? I am so sure. So imagination is defined as the faculty of forming new ideas or images or concepts not present to the senses. So think about that for a moment. Imagination is the act of connecting with a reality is not yet perceived by our senses. So the power of imagination is truly miraculous. To engage your imagination is to use the power of your mind to reach beyond any reality that currently exists. So imagination transports us to the powerful invisible realm of pure potentiality that is the birthplace of every creation. And once you've glimpsed a higher possibility for some part of your life, it's when visualization kicks in and helps you then ground that vision into reality because you get to, again, deliberately, it becomes more concrete. Understand?
Okay, but when you visualize, do you have to have a plan? It's not like you have a step-by-step plan on how to get your...
No.
Okay,
it's the end result.
Gotcha.
You're visualizing, like you
the
said before...
The end result.
The ball
right.
going into the net.
Okay.
Right? You're seeing yourself in that house. You're seeing yourself at the
so
body that you want.
So you don't have to know step-by-step how to do it.
No.
Just want to know the end result and visualize yourself as that end result, whether it's health,
exactly.
finance, or
and the
love.
And the reason for that is because our minds are a mental faculty. We want to have our minds. This is where a lot of people get stuck, though. They think, oh, let me just visualize. I'll create a vision board. It's important. Again, we're energy masters, and that's a part of our minds. We want to make sure we're focused and visualizing, seeing what we do want mm-hmm. and not on what we don't want. because that's how we create. We either focus on what we don't want, all the worst case scenarios, the things that we're worried about. We're still visualizing. We're right. still imagining.
Going down those rabbit holes.
Right.
You're still visualizing.
Right. But not what we want. Mm-hmm. So visualization is literally deliberately turning that imagination into a concrete. I want to be in this house, and this is how I see it, and this is how I want the backyard to look like, and this is what I want my body to be, and this is the career success that I want. But more importantly than all of it is the end feeling. What's the essence? Because that is even more important. Once you have the visualization in your mind, then to be able to feel the expansiveness. So we have Frederick, my wonderful husband, in the studio.
This is the second week in a row he showed up.
He's raising his hand, and he wants to say something to y'all.
Y'all.
I do. I have a question for you. What happens for those of us who are really new at this, and we don't know exactly the end result that we want? How do we start to visualize?
Well, so you visualize by thinking what it is that you do want. You know that there's some area of your life, whether it's your health, you know that you don't want to be unhealthy, or that you don't want to be sick, or you don't want to be in pain.
So instead of concentrating on don't being those, take the opposite. I want to be healthy.
Right.
I want to be feeling good.
Right. I want to be flexible, energetic. Flowing. Yeah. So you want to focus on what you do want. And if you can't get an actual picture in your mind, this is the thing that people say, oh, I can't visualize. I can't imagine. That's not true. All of us have that mental capacity. It's a practice. It's a skill set that every single one of us can do. So by setting yourself, that's where it's like, sometimes we just imagine, right? Visualization is a very strategic way. It's like taking 5 minutes to think about if you had the body that you wanted, if you had the house, if you had the career, if you had your money, like see the bank account with the exact amount of money that you want in there.
$100 million.
$100 million. $100,000 bar. It's practicing it. It's a skill set, because most of us as kids were told stop daydreaming, focus, you know, so we didn't develop that visualization part of the mind. So even if you have the area that you know you like. And I know that there's a difference between being very general in what you want and being very specific. Some people, like he and I have had this discussion before, I could be very specific on the things that I want, whereas he's more general. But the thing that's brilliant about that is that it's the feeling sense, right? It's the ultimate feeling. You want to feel joy. You want to feel well-being. You want to feel abundance. You want to feel love. All of these things. And then in your mind, what does that look like? If you're saying, I want more love, is it me sitting on your lap, giving you a lap dance? Is it tickling your back? Are we having sex? Are we walking on the beach? See, now you're thinking.
Yeah, that's the first time he perked up the whole time. Hello. I'm excited about that.
You can see you're visualizing right now.
I just had a picture when you said lap dance. Oh my God. Hello.
See? So it's true. You can visualize.
Right. For example, when you're standing in line at a roller coaster and you're standing, and sometimes for hours, but you're hearing the excitement of the people that are on the roller coaster while you're in that queue line. And your imagination sometimes almost gives you a better ride while you're anticipating the ride. And theme parks know this. Mm-hmm. They set these lines perfectly so you can hear what was going on. You can imagine. And the ride's, what, a minute and a half? But the time you're waiting, you're still enjoying that. You're still building up that. And it's a way of visualization through hearing it.
Yes, joyful expectation for right. sure. So let's talk about some, now that he's got a visualization to keep him going for a while. Here are three energy mastery techniques to help you engage the power of imagination and visualization to manifest any desire that you want. So step one is use the contrast. It's like we just talked about that. Use the contrast of what you don't want to help you clarify what you do want. Because every desire begins with the acknowledgement of discontent. We know what we don't want. Therefore, the contrast of our lives causes us to give birth to a desire to experience something greater than we're currently living.
We're like, all good at not wanting stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, for years, I've been coaching people. I said, what do you want? And then they would tell me, well, I don't want to get a divorce.
I don't want to get sick. I don't want this.
Exactly.
I don't want all
this. But we don't need to get stuck in the discontent. That's where we continue to create more of what we don't want. Imagination because you have to use that faculty of imagination to take us from what we don't want to what we do want. That's the first shift. Imagination helps us focus primarily on where we want to go rather than dwell on where we've been. So the first step in engaging your full creative power is to simply devote more of your attention on what you desire than what you already have. In other words, think more about what you've learned with the challenges and all those things that manifested, and focus then all that you want on the things that you haven't manifested, because they are, you're imagining what that looks like. So whether you're moving toward or away from your desire really comes down to your focus. And in terms of manifesting your desires, your point of focus is everything. So the imagination will get you out of that place of the contrast. That's where you use the imagination. Mm-hmm. That's the first step. Step two is then engage the power of your imagination to deliberately reach beyond your present circumstances. So the secret to becoming a deliberate creator is to focus on the heart of what you desire, not the absence of. In every moment, you can use your imagination to reach beyond the status quo and tap into new resources and opportunities. So simply choose thoughts and perspectives that inspire you rather than depress you. So ask yourself, what am I supremely thankful for? What can I imagine unfolding in my future that causes me to feel grateful right now? Questions like that. What am I grateful for? What do I want to see? What do I want to experience? And you can choose to see this moment as the jumping off point for the amazing life experience that hasn't come yet. And you can choose to remind yourself that you are an absolute divine being who is deserving of realizing all of your deeply held desires. And whenever you feel doubt or despair just creeping in, because sometimes it does, you can show yourself that you have the ability to deliberately shift your focus. So that's where imagination comes in. The third step then is to really solidify it, to really ground it. Use visualization to anchor your desired outcome firmly in your mind. Energy follows thought. This is a universal principle that has been proven by quantum physics. It means that where our attention goes, energy flows. Many of you know it as law of attraction. And whatever energies we are broadcasting out into the universe gathers to it other energies that are similar in frequency. And so that's when you use your very deliberate, very grounded, very strategic power of visualization to clearly picture the outcomes you desire. Like Rob said, you don't have to know the exact steps to getting there, but what's the result? What's the outcome? What's the accomplishment?
But I think after you know the outcome, the results, the accomplishment, your mind will start giving you ways of reaching that goal.
Absolutely.
Too. So then you'll start be able to imagine, okay, I want to lose weight. I should start by walking. If I can't walk, I'm going to start by clapping. And just clapping and getting a little bit of exercise.
I don't think you're going to lose weight by clapping.
Oh, yeah. You were great today. Look at this. Pounds are melting off. If you're in bed and you can't move,
right,
you can still exercise.
That's true.
And your mind, as you figure out what you want to do, your mind will start giving you more ideas.
It's a biochemical thing that happens because you're actually altering your vibration and then your body chemistry by focusing on what you do want. And this heightened state of being influences your thoughts, your perceptions, your mood, and ultimately the actions that you take. So you can think of imagination as more of a general way of summoning energy, whereas visualization is more poignant and specific. Like imagination is more of like feminine. When you think about a feminine genitalia, it's very round, it's very open, it's very creative. Visualization's more like a man's penis, very sharp. Visualization's more masculine, where imagination, they're laughing at me, everybody. It's true. My point to that is imagination's feminine. It's more general, it's sweeping, it's creative, it's sometimes directionless, whereas visualization is systematic and deliberate. Visualization is playing the movie in your mind of exactly what you want to see and unfold in your life. So instead of simply imagining the smoother ride of a new car, it's picturing the exact car that you wish to drive. The more specific we are in our visualization, the more creative energy we summon towards the goal. So again, imagination, it helps us to bring in the energy. Visualization helps it point it like a moving target.